Hello, and welcome to the Changemakers podcast. I'm Dave Corlett, Business Director at the creative agency ShapeBuy, and in this series, I chat to leading marketers at what we call Changemaker Brands, businesses on a mission to change the world for the better through technology. What I want to find out is the role that creativity plays in helping them to communicate the benefits of their technology. Hopefully their insights, experience and stories can help you supercharge your own creativity. In this episode of The Changemakers, we dive into the wonderful world of ABM with a brilliant conversation with Nancy Harlan. So at the time of recording, Nancy was head of global ABM at the data and analytics firm Click. She's just moved on to head up ABM at another tech firm, UiPath. But I really wanted to find out from Nancy what role creativity plays in helping her and her team get the very best out of modern ABM. I really enjoyed the chat. I hope you do too. This is my conversation with Nancy Harlan. Nancy, hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Dave, for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk.
Absolutely. The pleasure's all mine. This is going to be a really interesting conversation about creativity in account-based marketing. Now, you've been in the business and the industry for a good long while. You're very, very experienced in what you do. I'm really hoping we can cover some great topics here. But first of all, before we start, it'd be really good to get a sense of how you ended up in your role at Click. I know you've been there for some time via some really interesting businesses, IBM, Siemens, a few others as well. So it'd be fascinating to know how you ended up in your role and what your early career looked like as well.
So I am here at Click, which is a data integration and analytics company. I've been here for 8 years. I was actually hired to start what we called at the time the strategic account program in the Americas. But prior to landing at Click, I started as a seller, sales and sales management for IBM. I sold telecommunications and loved selling, afforded me a very nice lifestyle at a young age. So I really, really enjoyed it. But as I got married and had a child, I decided a more structured lifestyle would be better for me. So I actually had the opportunity, a mentor of mine who was a sales leader at IBM pulled me into the marketing department when he went to run product marketing at Siemens. So I joined him in doing, I think I did every role at Siemens in marketing except for PR and AR. And I was primarily direct, so I don't have a lot of partner experience. But I ran the customer events. I did sales promotions. I did field marketing. I was part of the global demand center. I did install-based marketing. So I just ran the gamut. And I was at IBM/Siemens because IBM actually sold our division to Siemens. So I was at that same company for about 25 years. And I recognized that at a certain point that it was time for me for a new fresh start. I joked that literally I was probably doing my job in about 20 hours a week. And it was time for me to get out and have some new challenges. So I joined a very small messaging company that was based out of Texas. I was only there for a year. I recognized there that I went from one extreme, Siemens, to this very small company that had 10 people in employee. It was just not the right fit for me. But as I was actually selling the services of this small messaging company, I was trying to sell the services to a company called Click. And after several meetings with the head of North American marketing at Click, she eventually said to me, I don't want to buy your services. I want you to come and work for us. So I came and I started at Click the key strategic account program, tried to solve a specific problem. Our organization, our sales organization was landing in Fortune 500 accounts and weren't having a tremendous amount of success in expanding. So I was really brought on board to develop an account-based marketing strategy, process, and ultimate program to support our strategic accounts in driving share of wallet, getting more money out of these accounts we knew we could get. So that's kind of how I landed at Click.
Brilliant. You've been there 7 years now.
I've been there 8 years. I'm like an old-timer in software.
Wow. Yeah. And how has the role changed during your time there to how it is now?
Significantly. So I started as just me. I was the department. I focused on about 50 accounts in the U.S. only in year one. And I am now a team of eight. It is a global program. I have headcounts in every region except APAC. I'm hoping that that's going to happen next year. And we have a very comprehensive account-based marketing program here at Qlik. We do tactical ABM, we call it ABM at scale, where we'll do an in-account day or a specific email campaign for a particular account. But we really make our biggest impact is in two ways. One, what we call comprehensive ABM, which is where we are developing unique messaging, unique content. We have unique hubs for the customers, and we are aligned to both sales and customer success goals, and we are driving integrated digital, social, email, direct mail, event campaigns and programs into these top accounts. So that's one way. We call it comprehensive ABM. The second way we deliver it is through a program called Qlik Infusion, and that's all about net retention. So supporting our customers in the use of Qlik within their enterprise. So it's just account-based marketing, but we have a customer champion who helps us engage the enterprise, find new use cases, and drive the use of Qlik across the enterprise so that when renewal comes in the SaaS world, it's a done deal and the revenue for Qlik is even larger. So those are the two main ways we deliver account-based marketing.
The very fact that your department has expanded so much is testament to what you're doing, but also testament to the amount of development and growth that the discipline of ABM has witnessed over the last, 8, 9, 10 years, certainly with the rise of technology, personalization, all that kind of stuff. How much does that feed into new ways of doing things on a daily basis?
A lot. I mean, our tech stack for ABM has grown significantly over the 8 years. We are really focused not just on personalization, but customization. So we want to make sure that everything we're saying to the account and to particular individuals in the account or particular lines of business in the account is highly relevant, completely aligned to what that organization is going through from a strategic imperative perspective and how data can support. The program started out as very simplistic. It is now quite robust. We have stringent processes, qualifications. We have success tracking. One of the reasons why I've gone from a team of one to a team of eight and hopefully more next year is that we can prove impact. So traditionally, we grow our revenues at Qlik about 10 to 15% year over year. The accounts where we're engaging in with account-based marketing, we're driving 30% or more year over year. And that's not just about account-based marketing. I have to make sure I give kudos out to the sales team and to the customer success team who are integrated partners in those accounts. But we can show and quantify the impact that we're making by this highly focused, goal-oriented marketing that we're doing.
I wondered if you could tell me what a typical week looks like for you on average. If there is one,
So there is. I think I'm right now the interim head of America's field marketing. So this is probably not a great time for you to ask that question. I've gone from a team of eight to now a team of about 25. But typically from an ABM perspective, I have one-on-ones with my leaders. I have a leader out of the EMEA region. I have a leader out of the U.S. region. And I have a global programs team leader as well. So I meet with them. We lay out what our strategies and initiatives are for the week. I spend a lot of time talking to sales leaders, meeting with them, finding out how we're doing, getting input, trying to figure out ways to actually engage better, partner better with them. I spend a tremendous amount of time on educating myself on how to innovate, what's going on in the ABM world and what tech partners are coming to market that have something unique, better, faster, easier for us to work with to deliver our really custom messaging and make an impact. So, I traditionally, before my team got really big, I spent a lot of times, I was a working manager. So I was working a lot with our sales and customer success teams in developing and deploying ABM tactics, as well as working with our customers, which I absolutely love. As I have grown my team, I've had less time to do that. But, it really is an important step for me to go back and connect and make sure what we're doing is providing value to the customer as well. So I spend a lot of time meeting, encouraging the team, do a lot of one-on-one and reviewing ABM plans to make sure that, not that they're doing it right, but they're being as creative as they can be in delivering ABM, and they're thinking outside the box. I have a philosophy with my ABMers, which is try it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but let's try it. And if it does work, let's put a template together that everybody can do this more efficiently and more effectively as we, you know, launched it into other accounts. So I spent a lot of time talking about, you know, what are your plans and how are you going to achieve those plans and how are you going to make it fun and interesting and engaging.
You have segued beautifully into my next topic, which is creativity. This series of interviews is really designed to look at what creativity means within different disciplines of technology marketing, marketing at technology businesses. And as you just mentioned there, creativity is a crucial part of any marketer's life, whatever discipline they're based in or work in. But in terms of ABM, obviously it can be a very analytical, very data-driven discipline. Where is the room for creativity to thrive within ABM?
For me, it is the element of marketing that enables the most opportunity for creativity. And that's why I love it. I always position it with the ABM. You're running your own business, right? You're the CMO, and you need to determine how are you going to drive X amount of revenue out of this account this year and position yourself to drive X plus next year. You're the CMO. Decide how you're going to do that. Creativity is significantly important because every account is different. Are there similarities between automotive, pharmaceutical? Yes. But each account is driving towards very, very specific goals for their business and having very, very specific and unique hurdles to achieving those goals. So the ABMer has the ability to be extremely creative in how they deliver the message, what that message tone is, what that message says to the customer's culture and clicks culture. So the ability to be really out of the box is 1,000% in ABM. I don't think in any other marketing discipline.
Do you think other marketing departments within Click then look to you for inspiration when it comes to creativity?
Sure. I think we have a very dynamic, top-notch marketing team here at Click. I'm very, very blessed to be part of it. And there is a lot of best practice exchange, very much so between ABM and field marketing. So, you know, I'll give you an example. One of the things that we do at the programs level into our strategic accounts is to deliver line of business campaigns. So integrated digital, social, email, unique landing pages, thought leadership content, blah, 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 right? End to end. And, you know, when we deliver that and execute it into a particular account to drive net new users or click in that space, there's no reason why that content, that campaign can't be leveraged across field marketing as well as across the organization, if you think about it, into not just customers, but into prospects as well to position Click as a leader in that space. So we do a lot of information exchange. We do a lot of idea exchange. What I love is that, you know, we build it once from a program's perspective and other people will then add to it. So we're all leveraging on-demand webinars that somebody put together with our HR executive for our HR line of business campaign. So the campaign becomes richer and it becomes more dynamic and up to date because the team works together to share those best practices and creativity.
So I think what happens with a lot of technology companies is you guys are really at the forefront of what you do, and your engineers, your developers, your, you know, product managers, they're as creative as you are as marketers because they're constantly forced to find new ways of doing things when it comes to developing your products and staying one step ahead in the market. So do you feel like, and maybe not even just Click, the other technology businesses that you've been part of, do they feel inherently creative businesses from the top down to you know, permeating through the entire business to you?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I actually really never worked for a software company before. I think software companies in general have the ability to be more creative, more dynamic, maybe even. Working in the telecom space at Siemens, working for a company like Siemens, which is, you know, this huge, you know, ocean liner, the ability to be creative. Now, remember, it's been 10 years since I've been out of Siemens, so no disrespect for their organization. Their marketing team was top notch. But the ability to be creative was more difficult than I experienced here at Qlik. And that could be a leadership or a company culture thing. But, you know, I've always been encouraged since day one, you know, go, try something, try and do something unique. I think of one of the first campaigns I ran when I joined Qlik was I started doing pineapple direct mail campaigns. Because the pineapple was the international symbol of welcome. I hope everyone knows that. And we were trying to establish new executive relationships in our customer accounts. And this was back in the day when everybody was in the office, right? So trying to get the attention of an executive wasn't working in email or, you know, with calls. So why not send them a fresh pineapple packaged beautifully but stamped fresh so that it gets out of the mailroom and gets onto their desk. And it's a big box, so they're like, what the heck's in it? So they open it, and it's just simply a lovely Hawaiian pineapple, but it has a letter from our CEO asking for time to establish the relationship. And we had such great interaction with that. That's the kind of creativity I've been afforded in at Qlik.
I'm just going to write that down. Send pineapples out. So I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah. It really is. Obviously, you know, I don't think we could really talk without mentioning the events of the last 18 months or so. What has that looked like for you and your team, and how have you managed to cope with those challenges?
Yeah, I like to use the term that, you know, COVID was very, very difficult time for all of us personally and professionally, a lot of us, but there were some silver linings. And so, you know, the bulk of my budget typically has gone to live events, whether that be at a customer location or at a restaurant, hotel, or at a, you know, event space to have a large number of our customers participate hands-on, touching, feeling, hearing live speakers. What COVID allowed me to do is steer some of that budget because we weren't using it to make infrastructure investments. So that was really great because we were able to bring on some new technologies that are really helping us be even more specific and more targeted into our accounts. The second thing that it did for us was really, really proud of the team that they pivoted to virtual. They developed a typical in-account day, which is highly customized to the customer. They were able to put a package together that not just the ABMers could use, but field marketers who are doing ABM at scale activities could use. And it ran the gamut from incentives and direct mail up front to get people to register through a beautiful brand of the program. It was called the Passport Program. The tagline was learn without leaving. So recognizing that we're all stuck at home, but we're still going to teach you about the value of Qlik in your organization, beautifully branded by a business partner of ours and, you know, executed well. We had some live speakers based on the agenda for the customer, but we also were able to package up some on-demand speakers that the customer didn't even know were on demand. So really, really great job doing that. And the silver lining there was not that not just the ABM team could use this package, but anybody in field marketing could use it. Plus, we were able to reach a lot more people in these customers. So instead of a U.S. event in central New Jersey for a large pharmaceutical company, we were doing a global event for the same pharmaceutical company, bringing in, instead of 100 people, 1,000 people participating in these virtual events. So huge impact. We reached significantly more net new people in these accounts, which is really critically important for us to be able to nurture and get them into our database. These events allowed us to do that very quickly. So really, really a good silver lining. I believe that our ABM program moving forward will bring in those live events again, on-site events. There's nothing like the energy that comes off of them. But I think we will continue to do. But I think we will continue to do virtual events for that broader reach as well.
I mean, that was my next question, to be honest, but you answered it already in terms of what you take into the future. I think we're seeing with so many teams that have been forced to innovate and do things differently. Actually, they found that in some cases it's a better way of doing things, and they're going to stick with it. Not everything, obviously, but quite a few initiatives. And again, coming back to that subject of creativity, anyone who works in a creative business or a creative industry will tell you that creativity thrives on restriction. If there are certain rules applied, then it forces you to be a little bit more creative to break out of those boxes. Was that a story for you guys in the way that you did things?
I've been so lucky to have a management organization here at Click that encouraged creativity, encouraged to try, and if you fail, you fail. One of the things that I'm most proud of from a creativity perspective is the Click Infusion program. So this is just ABM on steroids. It is the ability to create a highly custom, goal-specific program with the customer, literally sitting in a room with the customer, mapping out who are we trying to communicate with, what's the opportunity, what's the culture in the organization, and, you know, how's the best way to communicate and engage these people, and creating a very creative, integrated, customer-sponsored program that's branded in the customer's brand. It says a little bit down in the below column, you know, the bottom of the brand, it says Analytics by Click. But, you know, it's all about the customer, and the ability to execute that program in our top renewal SaaS accounts is really going to help us drive very, very specific revenue. I think it's so creative and so customer focused that eventually we'll probably monetize that program, because we're finding the more customers use it, the faster ROI they're getting, right? Because they're getting the licenses off the shelf. They're getting that engaged in the business. The business is getting the value. So they're reaching their goals for a relationship with Click faster. So eventually we hope to actually charge for that service. It was such a creative experience. And we had some stumbles as we created it. You know, we learned a lot about selecting the right customers, selecting the right customer champions to get this kind of work executed, but ultimately a really creative way of delivering ABM into a top account was Click Infusion.
I love that idea that you keep coming back to about trying things. We released quite a large survey into attitudes towards creativity in tech companies called Perspective, and one of the ideas that it kept coming back to was being brave, you know, that kind of bravery. And it doesn't necessarily just mean the individual or team that is responsible for launching an initiative, but actually it's the business as a whole that gives you permission to be brave inherently. So you don't necessarily have to ask. You know that you can try it, which definitely sounds like Click falls into that category.
Absolutely. No other time in my career have I had the support end to end from, you know, the marketing leadership and sales leadership across the board. It's a culture. It really is a culture in marketing that says, you know, go for it. Okay, if it didn't work, it didn't work. But at least we learned something and we can try again. I, as a manager, try and encourage that kind of creativity and innovation in my team. And it's about, as a leader, taking fear out of it, because it's not failure if you've learned something. And the learning could be that's not going to work. So, right? But, you know, but if there's no fear and we're being thoughtful, we're not spending $1 million, but we're trying something, we're piloting. We use that word a lot. Let's pilot that. See if it works. And if it does, we can grow it and leverage it against a larger portion of our business. But one of the key things to that is also finding the right partners, external partners to work with you. There's a lot of companies that try and sell us stuff all the time. And I'm willing to try it. In most cases, I'll try something, you know, if we haven't done it before. But I'm asking the partner to support the pilot. And that means having some skin in the game as well, sharpening the pencil so that we can try this at a really economical cost. And if it works, then you've got my commitment that we're going to do more and we're going to spend more. And we understand that the pilot pricing was different than what a traditional price was.
And do you have a set budget ring fenced for trying new things for the first time? Or is it just a case of as and when needs come up or ideas come up, you're willing to throw a little bit of cash at them or just to see if they stick?
Yeah, we have our slush fund. You know, I dole out our budget into the regions and into the program team based on, you know, the business objectives. But I always keep a little bit back for things that come our way, and so that we can try. But then that doesn't mean it's just being done at my level. The field marketing leaders, the ABM leaders that I have in the US and EMEA are setting aside their budget too. It's that culture, right? That, you know, we want to assign this out based on the account, but we also want to leave a little bit of money, because don't discount the fact that one of the teams comes up with a new innovative way and piloted it and it works. they got bragging rights on that one. So, you know, they're happy to come and show everybody, look at how amazing this is. They also get work from that, which means, okay, now it's so amazing. Now scope it out so that we can use it across the board. It's that culture of, you know, let's try it. Let's innovate. Let's be stars. Let's be excellent at what we do. And trying and failing is part of that process.
Absolutely. You either win or you learn. A nice phrase to live by. I've really enjoyed this conversation, Nancy. There's one question left for me, which is a question that we ask all our guests on this series, which is, if there's one particular campaign or initiative during your career that you're super proud of, what would that be?
It would be Click Infusion. It was my brainchild. I don't see our competitors doing anything as robust and complete as Click Infusion is. So it's a real differentiator for us. And the fact that we may monetize it is just another proof point that it's really a great offering for our customers. So highly proud of that. I love there's some really fun direct mail. I love direct mail. We've even been able to continue direct mail in the time of COVID because people opt in and say, yeah, I'm willing to give you my personal address as long as you don't sync it to your database for this. So we have had some good times with direct mail. I'm sometimes referred to as the pineapple lady, as you can imagine. But one of the other ones, which was really good, I call it the alma mater mailing. So looking at who you're trying to target and figuring out where they went to university. And if there's anybody at Click who went to that same university, if so, it's a simple letter with a little giveaway from the university, a keychain that has the university logo on it or something. And packaged up with a letter saying, my son went to Virginia Tech, so I'll just use them as an example. Go Hokies. You know, I graduated the class of 19, blah, blah, blah. And I see that you're an alum as well. This is what Click does. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more or invite you to meet with our product leader to talk more about how you can use Click in your business. Unbelievable engagement, personal engagement. And that's so I love direct mail for that reason. I think it's great. I think we don't do enough here at Click. We need to go back to the basics again, but that's kind of fun and creative.
The last interview that I did before this, I actually secured the interview because the guy went to the same university as me. I know from experience that it works.
Yeah, personalization in a campaign is different than being personal. And, you know, if you can be personal without being creepy, you really get a good interaction with the target.
I'm wondering if that should be ABM's tagline. Personalization without being creepy is a good one.
Exactly.
I really appreciate this, Nancy. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Thank you for being part of our Changemaker series, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it, Dave.